In Lesotho, it's about 2 million Ngari. But most of the Basotho, they work in South African labor migrants or domestic workers, and also at farmers, or at aids for farming in the farmers of South Africa. We also have a high-level diaspora, which is also seeking jobs in South Africa. So the issue is, you know, South Africa is one of the high-risk countries. But now, with the influx of people coming from South Africa to Lesotho, we have moved from a stage of having infection from being exported from other countries to Lesotho. The 7,432 is the number of total cases. Out of 7,432, we have 359 positive patients, with only 69 total recovers and only 6 fatalities. Now, in terms of districts, as you know, that with Lesotho has 10 districts, the most affected district is Maseru at 51.6%, and Butabute, which is along the side of South Africa, it has 11.7%. Tabateka is inside Lesotho, at the highlands of Lesotho. There is no infection, and that's an area where at the moment we are making research why we don't have COVID-19 at that high altitude level. There are some unallocated cases, which is 1 to 0.4. So in terms of saying which stage we are, Lesotho is at level orange, which is level 4. That says one patient can infect 2 or more people, as far as R0 formula, putting the lives of many at risk. The King's message was that we need also to change our culture. Burials, we must also find how best we can have short, and people must be buried in the morning, short burials, because of social distancing, because of not putting people together at one place for a long time.
Has your government's policy to limit the spread of the coronavirus in the kingdom been effective so far?
Well, we're still busy with fighting about on testing. We need to have a mass testing program. Where our labs? There is a national university laboratory. There are about few private laboratories that we want to engage so that people can have access, even also to have mobile testing, so that we can be able to fight the economy while fighting the coronavirus. Because you know we're an LDC country. So in terms of having case management, yes, we have 2 hospitals, one in the south and one in the north, where we have identified those hospitals as coronavirus hospitals. It's in an area called TY. The other one is in an area called Mafite.
Do you have the infrastructure to handle the caseload of infection? Because as you rightly noted, you are next to South Africa, which is having difficulty in controlling the disease.
Well, in terms of controlling diseases, I think there's a lot of training that has to be done to our doctors. We're having some few challenges of risk handling. Our doctors and nurses are really saying, look, we're in the front line. We need to be sure about that we are covered. Our risk allowances is an issue of PPE. It has been an issue in the country that we need to have proper PPEs. We also need to engage all local structures, which is the chiefs, the priests, even the private sector. Schools are still closed in Lesotho. The churches are still closed in Lesotho. We are trying to manage and prevention of spreading of disease.
Despite the challenges neighboring South Africa is having, it has the infrastructure and the technical know-how, and the fight against limiting the spread is ongoing in South Africa. Are you having any technical assistance or working closely with the government in South Africa to have some help to limit the spread of coronavirus in the Kingdom of Lesotho?
I'll say there were some bilateral discussions at high level where the President and the Prime Minister met to discuss about the support, where we're trying to facilitate support from the African Union, but not specially from South Africa. But we are in the bilateral agreement that we need to help each other to fight the spread of COVID-19.
So what is the next step forward? Because in some countries, they are calling for schools to be opened and all that. Do you think Lesotho is at a stage where it will say, okay, for the next step forward, we are going to allow schools to open? Or you think the situation is still dangerous to allow schools to reopen?
At the moment, we are still challenged with the issue of trying to find a solution to allow schools to open. It is not possible for us to take that risk at the moment, while the infection rate is sometimes it spikes in a day. You get about 10 cases in a day. And remember, those results are not based on the actual time. It is the swabs that has been, you know, maybe 2 days backwards. Then we get results after 3 days. So there's still a gap of saying, are the numbers accurate, or are we depending on those numbers? Because we don't have a system that that is online. When you test, you get your results. You have to wait online. You have to wait and wait up until they finish the other swabs that they have collected. Then they issue out the results of those swabs because of limited infrastructure.